Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Jamaica Tourism Minister urges preparation for 5 million tourists. With Jamaica on track to attract 5 million visitors by 2025, local manufacturers are being urged by Minister of Tourism, Honorable Edmund Bartlett, to put themselves in a position to meet the increasing needs of the sector for products and services. The call has been made even as players in the industry, such as small and medium tourism enterprises, SMTEs, have grossed more than $1 billion since the Tourism Linkages Network, a division of the Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF, implemented its annual Speed Networking Initiative. The TEF is a public body of the Ministry of Tourism. In a recent address at the ninth staging of the Speed Networking event, delivered on his behalf by Permanent Secretary in the Ministry, Ms. Jennifer Griffith, Minister Bartlett expressed that the event was being hosted at a time when Jamaica is experiencing its best-ever tourism performance in terms of arrivals, inclusive of cruise passengers, stopovers, and U.S. dollar earnings. He noted that Speed Networking had become one of the most anticipated calendar events created by the Tourism Linkages Network in a continued bid to strengthen linkages and increase business between the tourism industry and local suppliers of goods and services from other sectors. This objective is being achieved through collaboration with the Jamaica Hotel and Tourist Association, JHTA, the Jamaica Manufacturers and Exporters Association, JMEA, and other partner entities, including the Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO, Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, and the Jamaica Business Development Corporation, JBDC. Participation has been consistent, with over 150 participants, representing tourism entities, suppliers, and HR managers, registered for this year's event, staged recently at the Montego Bay Convention Center. Minister Bartlett said Speed Networking had been recording a high return rate. He cited that last year, 94% of hotels surveyed as tourism buyers said they were satisfied with the products presented to them, while 80% of tourism suppliers reported receiving business leads from their participation in the Speed Networking event. Also pointing to a significant increase in business for the sector, Executive Director of the JHTA, Mrs. Camille Needham recalled that, "When we started Speed Networking, we knew we were onto something because it was, from the outset, established to bring the tourist industry together with the suppliers of goods, services, and products." She also shared that over the years, the success of this event, and the reports we have received from those who have participated have really been heartwarming. In a testimonial, Chief Executive Officer of Honeyvera, Ms. Crystal Ann Thompson said her participation in the Speed Networking event over the years has helped to boost her business. She outlined that from just two products when the company started in 2013, it now manufactures over 50 products that are also marketed internationally. Buyers range from small hotels to large international chains, most of which are repeat participants. Purchasing manager at Deja Resort, Samuel Bowen, said the hotel has been participating from the inception and reaping many benefits. "We were able to make some very good connections in terms of suppliers, and currently we have one supplier who has been with us from the very beginning and it has benefited us greatly," he acknowledged. Meanwhile, retail manager for Secrets and Breathless Resorts, Damian Stewart, who has been attending the event for the last 3 years, described the benefits as amazing, adding that, "This is one of the main ways that we use to meet local suppliers that are aspiring to be part of the gift shop and the hotel's operations, so this is very important for us." He said the property was very big on sustainability and local suppliers were a big part of that, and every year we try to increase our local suppliers' presence by at least 10%. eTurboNews.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.